Hello, it's Robert Bathurst here. I was one of the first guests on My Time Capsule, and Mike has asked me to tell you that you can now listen to the podcast ad-free by subscribing to Acast Plus. Details of how to join are in the description of each episode. Mike says it's very reasonably priced. In fact, Mike says it's a bargain. And who am I to disagree, locked here in his cellar? Anyway, for a small subscription, Acast Plus, My Time Capsule, ad-free. Free. Unlike me.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to My Time Capsule. My name's Mike Fenton-Stevens, and My Time Capsule is a podcast where my guest tells me the 5 things from their life that they'd pick to put into a time capsule. They can choose anything from any time in their life, but they have to choose 4 things that they cherish and would like to see again or keep safe, and they also pick 1 thing that they wish they could forget, something they want to bury in the ground and never think of again. My very special guest in this episode is an absolute comedy legend. Honestly, Tommy Cannon was one half of the great comic double act Cannon and Ball until his friend and partner Bobby Ball's sad death in 2020. Cannon and Ball first appeared on the television show Opportunity Knocks in 1968, and their primetime Saturday night television series, The Cannon and Ball Show, was one of ITV's most successful series with a regular Christmas special. It ran for 12 years, with audiences often as high as 20 million viewers. 20 million! Bloody hell! They even made their own film, The Boys in Blue, in 1982. That's how huge they were. Tommy and Bobby went on to make their own game show, appeared in the 5th series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. They were in Shooting Stars with Bob Mortimer and Vic Reeves, Last of the Summer Wine, the Kenny Everett television show, and they also appeared in a Christmas special of Lee Mack's BBC comedy Not Going Out, in which Bobby played Lee's father. Tommy has also played a regular character in the ITV soap Emmerdale. He's still performing today with his great singing voice and his one-man show, An Audience with Tommy Cannon, set to be seen all over the country in 2023 and 2024, including the Leicester Square Theatre in London. Without a doubt, Tommy Cannon is, as far as British comedy is concerned, one of the greats. So what a privilege for me to hear the 5 things from his life that he'd choose to put in a time capsule. This episode may be short, but it's certainly sweet. Have fun. Lovely. You all happy?
Thank you.
Lovely to see you.
Thank you very much.
No, Tommy, even at my age, look at me, I look older than you, but but for me, you are absolutely a childhood hero.
Thank you.
So it's a joy. I'm delighted to have you on this podcast, I can't tell you.
Thank you very much.
The wonderful hours of entertainment you've given me over the years.
Good, I'm glad you've enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah, and I was lucky enough as well to meet Bobby. I worked with him on Not Going Out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's lovely. It sort of it completes the circle for me.
It does, yeah.
So what have you been up to? You've got some shows, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got quite a busy... I've got a cruise in March. I've got quite a bit of one-nighters up and down the country.
Yeah.
I've done a book, and that's coming out sort of prior just to the tour, sort of round about November time, maybe, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been doing bits and bobs, but I mean, like everybody else, the lockdowns, you know, thrown everything into the air, and it's all landed back down now. And so I'm looking forward to these one-nighters. Yeah.
You get the chance to pick it up again and carry on.
Yeah.
Well, it must be strange for you not to be in front of an audience. You've spent so much of your life there.
Yeah, I mean, Bob and I were together 60 years.
Wow.
And somebody said to me the other day, funnily enough, they said, the Boys in Blue movie. I said, yes. He said, do you know, Tom, it's 40 year old.
Oh, no.
I said, never.
No.
I said, no, it's not. He said, honestly, Tom, 40 years old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When that happens, it's terrible, isn't it?
Oh, you think to yourself, wow, I don't remember where that 40 years has gone.
I know. And, of course, you can remember the first day of filming, you know, as if it was yesterday.
Yeah, and, of course, you know, having lost my partner as well, Bobby, I did Panto for the first time this year, up in County Durham.
Yeah.
And I found it a real, real struggle because Bob and I had done 40-something Pantos together.
Mm.
And when Bob and I used to do Pantos, it was great because we could cover for one another with the lines or whatever, but we never had too many lines. It were always sketches that we did.
Yeah.
So it was what's the name? It was really good. So I had lots of lines to learn, and I was I was beginning to get a bit panicky.
Yeah.
And the girl, the lass that put it on, Bob and I knew her from 1976. She'd been performing since 1976.
Right.
And she kept saying to my wife, I haven't got Tommy Cannon yet. I haven't got him yet. And then all of a sudden she said, he's here. He's arrived.
Ah, yes.
It just took time, you know. Just took a bit of time.
Oh, of course, naturally. I mean, absolutely. When your performance is so tied into somebody else's performance, and you can see that when you look at all the fantastic clips there are of you.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing about doing a lot of telly is there is an enormous amount you can watch. I've watched just over the last week or so, I've found myself just going through all sorts of different routines.
Yeah.
And I have to say, Tommy, you know, I don't think at the time when I was a young man, I really quite appreciated the detail of what you were doing.
No, I don't think when you do comedy, I think people only remember laughing.
Yeah.
And that's great. But the hard work behind it all and getting it right, I mean, don't get me wrong, we didn't always get it right either.
Yeah.
But because that was part of the beauty of it, because I've got, prime example is the Jimmy Talbot sketch. I mean, I never, ever, even to this day, do not know why I was laughing. I don't know. I've got no idea. And I just started to giggle, and that was it. And I thought for sure the director was going to say, right, cut. But he just left it going, let it go, and let it go, and let it go. It was incredible.
Well, because it's so unusual to see you go.
I know. But he just left it in, and I was... And every time I see it, every time I put it on and I watch it, I start laughing again.
Brilliant. I know. There's a Royal Variety performance I watched the other day. There was a bit in it, just a moment, and I thought to myself, my God, I wonder how long they rehearsed that. Because there was a fall from the stool.
Yes.
You're sitting on the high stool and you should get off there.
Yeah.
And it did a double fall and you both went down.
Yeah.
And it's so perfect. And it happens bang like that.
Oh, yeah, in an instant. You just have to go for it, you know. We didn't even rehearse that, even when we did it before we did it on TV, if you like.
Yeah.
We just went for it.
Yeah.
Because if you're hesitant and you, it doesn't work. So you've just got to go for it, you know. I mean, to be honest with you, when I used to carry Bobby off stage in my arms, he was 8'6".
Yeah.
So that was pretty easy. Then he started to put weight on. And I got two hernias.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you, as a double act, you had the great advantage that very few double acts have, that you can really sing.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the thing is as well, Robbie Williams' songwriter has wrote me a song.
Really?
Yeah, and I've got it here on this piece of paper and going down into Stoke at the end of February to record it.
Oh, wow.
And Robbie has sent a message to me, make sure I get the finished product, please. And it's a great song. It's, you know, it's sort of a swing thing. It's a great song.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put that down,
Well, of course, Robbie would also appreciate that history.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a sense of the old style performers. And
yeah,
what came before? That's important to know, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, I think it was strange how Robbie was working Manchester, 20,000 people. And we were all the family, we're having a couple of drinks and we're all doing this to one of his songs.
Yeah.
So we texted him and said, Robbie, we're all the family's here and we're doing this and was to your song and all that. And he said, oh, Tommy, he said, I'm in Manchester, he said, in 2 weeks' time. Bring all the family down and come and see the show.
Wow.
So, of course, went down to the show. He came on, and from the minute he came on, I don't know what it was. I felt something wasn't right. And he came on. He walked to the edge of the stage. He knew exactly where I was sat. He turned, and he went like that.
Oh, saluted.
To me. Saluted me.
Wow.
And I went, oh, my God, has he done that to me? And I was looking around thinking, that can't be me. And then he said, towards the end of his act, he said, ladies and gentlemen, he said, there's a legend in the audience tonight. He said, and I'm going to dedicate this song to Tommy Cannon.
Wow.
Tommy. 20,000 people were going, Tommy. I was in buckets. I didn't know what to do. People were coming up to me. I was looking around for the legend. Who's the legend that's him? Not realizing he meant me.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I went down to see him in the VIP room, and he got hold of me, gave me a big hug. He said, Tommy, I love you, mate. You're a legend.
Wow.
And that, I'll never ever forget it.
No.
Never forget it.
What an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But rightly so, Tommy. I mean, it's easy for you to forget these things because you just live your life, you know. But
yeah.
But actually, if you look at your career, and you particularly look at your television career, you and Bobby together, Cannonball, that was an absolute mainstay of Saturday night television for what? For forever.
Yeah, I mean, 20 million viewers every Saturday night.
Unbelievable. I mean, Ant and Dec, forget it.
Yeah, I know. But Bobby and I had a great career.
Mm.
Never dreaming for one minute that we would end up like that. But, you know, it was fabulous. The only sad thing is that I'm now missing my partner, and God bless him. But I know he's looking down.
Yeah.
And he's saying, come on, you can do this, boy. Get on with it.
Yeah,
you know?
Keep enjoying it.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and then you find new things, you know.
Oh,
it's like you say. You suddenly go, hang on a minute. Yeah. I mean, I know I used to sing songs at the end of the little routines we did, but
that's
there
right.
were moments in those shows where you'd sing songs and it was really beautiful, really moving.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
No, I mean, say it as I see it.
Yeah,
that's why I'm excited to see you. And the lovely thing is that this is a chance to reminisce, this podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk to people, I ask them to pick five things from their life that they put in a time capsule, that they sort of treasure. Four things that they, you know, really love. And one thing they want to put in there because they go, well, I'm going to put that in, never think about it again.
Never think about it again.
Get rid of it.
Well, I've got some bits here for you.
Oh, fantastic. I'm amazed that Robbie Williams saluting you in front of 20,000.
Oh, it was unreal.
Unreal. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, let's have a look. Let's have a look at your list and see what you've got. Okay.
Well, one of the things that I will always treasure, which I've got, is a pair of Bobby's red rock-on braces.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've got them.
Yeah. Where did you get them?
I've had them for ages. When we did the tribute show to him in Blackpool, I decided I wanted a chair on stage at the end with a pair of braces over the chair and a pair of hush puppies on the floor so I could say goodnight to him.
Yeah.
And the girl dancers brought the chairs on and all that business. And a guy came up to the front of the stage and he said, there you are, Tommy, have these braces. They weren't a pair of Bobby's braces, but they were about 3 inches thick either side. And I've got them.
Brilliant.
And I've had a painting done of the chair, the hush puppies and the braces. I've had a block painting done, which is beautiful, which I will always treasure.
Yeah.
Along with his braces, of course.
It's a simple thing, isn't it? It's strange how these things catch on. But when you think of him, you always think of those hush puppies as well, don't you? That no matter how smart the suit was.
That's right. Yeah.
There were those hush puppies. Right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in days gone by, he used to wear the baggiest suit you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
With a big thick belt around his belly, and the trousers always used to be falling down. And he said, Tommy, these trousers. I said, well, get a pair of braces. Wow. And that was as simple as it was. We didn't sit there and say, look, if you get a pair of braces, we can do this or we can do that.
No.
It was just happened. We just said, get a pair of braces and that'd be fine.
And then the whole thing just developed as a prop.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then they kept falling off his shoulder.
Of course.
So, of course, what he kept doing was putting his thumb in to lift him up over his shoulder.
Yeah.
And then it got to there. And then the Rock On came from David Essex's song, Rock On.
Rock On, yeah.
He was driving down to the gig. And he heard David Essex singing the song. And in them days, I used to go on the stage first for 2 or 3 minutes singing a song.
Mm.
And then he'd come on. And he came on this night and he pulled his braces. He went, oh, rock on, Johnny. And I looked at him. I went, what the hell? Where's that come from? And he said, oh, David Essex was singing a song. He said, I just thought I'd throw it in. Then the country were doing it. The whole country was saying, rock on, Johnny.
And still, amazingly still.
Still. Yeah.
If you put a pair of braces on, I'd defy anybody not to go rock on, Tommy.
Oh, they would, without a shadow of a doubt. Yeah.
And that would be young people who wouldn't even know why they were doing it.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't know, no. They wouldn't. Yeah, so that's the braces.
Right, it's a quick break for some adverts, but we'll be back in no time. See you in a sec.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to My Time Capsule with the living legend Tommy Cannon and the things he'd want in a time capsule from his life. Part two.
I've got also, this might sound a bit girlish really, but I love lavender. We have it in the bedroom. It smells gorgeous.
Mm.
And my wife loves it. That's her favourite smell of all time.
Yeah.
And so that's something that I always like.
Yeah.
And then I've got, oh, this is quite sad, actually, but my mum was, she died, they called it a blood disease, but I think it was leukemia. They didn't know in them days what it was. And she was lay there in bed. Bob and I, we'd just done a nightclub. So I came back and went to the flat where she lived, and she was lay on the bed, and the nurse said, I'll leave you with her, Tommy, for half an hour now, and I'll come back. And I said, how is she? She said, oh, she's not good, Tommy. She won't be here long. And I said, oh, God, blimey. And I sat there looking at her. And all of a sudden, she sat up in bed, bolt upright. And she recited the Lord's Prayer from beginning to end, lay down and died.
Wow.
And I'll never, ever forget that in my life.
No.
It was incredible.
It's quite extraordinary the things people do right at the end, isn't it?
Yeah.
They find strength sometimes.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, and God bless her, she struggled for quite a few months, you know, with the blood disease, as they called it in them days.
How old was she, Tommy?
Oh, she'd be 60-something, something like that, 67, 68 maybe.
Just young then?
Yeah, cotton mill worker all her life, bless her. stone deaf, couldn't hear anything. She had one of these boxes on. What they used to have to shout down box so she could hear me, you know.
With a wire going up and a
Wow. Yeah, she was a lovely lady. A lovely lady.
When I was a young man, I was in a company with an actor who used to wear one of those boxes.
Yeah.
And everybody said to him, you know, you can get hearing aids, don't you? And he said, no, I like the box. And do you know why he liked it? Because if he got bored with someone, he'd used to let his jacket go. And then he'd go, I can't hear them then.
Can't hear them now. Yeah.
Oh, bless her. Bless your mum.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the great thing is that when you think about that, that clearly gave her comfort.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, I'll never forget, they came up, the paramedics came up, and they put her in like a bin liner sort of thing. It was in them days.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, how sad is that? She's passed away, and it's like the bin liner reminds me of the dustbin liners and stuff. You know, it was and don't get me wrong, that's the way they did it in them days. There were no posh sort of putting them away, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
But at least you know that she went having said the Lord's Prayer, and that made her feel, I can go now.
Sure. And that's what happened. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then I've got my family, who I love and treasure them. Family life, to me, is the most important thing in the world. It's more important than show business. There's a certain pleasure and love that goes with loving your family and them loving you back. And I find it ever so strange when sometimes you hear of families that have fallen out, they've gone their way, the others have gone the other way, and you think, oh my goodness, how the hell has that happened? And I would never let that happen, never in a million years. So yeah, and I love my family to bits.
Yeah.
And I know they love me to bits as well. They spoil me wrong.
Well, that must have given you great strength through that time, losing a partner, a comedy partner. I mean, because in a way, it's like losing like you're married, really.
Yeah, it is. It's even now, I can go on YouTube and look at something that we did, and even then, I think I can, tear comes to my eye. I think, you know, what a talent he had. He was the modern day Charlie Chaplin,
without
a shadow of a doubt. And I honestly believe, not because he was my partner, that at the time he was the funniest man on TV.
I think you're right,
without a shadow of a doubt.
But don't underestimate your part in that, though, Tommy.
Well, I know everybody tells me that, and that's very nice. There's been one or two things on Twitter saying the reason that it was so good, Tom, is because you were this, and this, and that allowed Bobby to do the other, So, I understand,
Yeah, the timing of when to, you know, when you're grabbing him saying, no, that's come here, look, listen to me.
That's right.
And he would be pulling faces, and you know when to hold it, how long to hold it before that's you actually go into the rant.
Yeah. I think, considering that I never wanted anything to do with show business, I still look back and think, my God, I never wanted to be in show business. I wanted, you know, when I was at school, I loved cricket, I loved football, and all I wanted to do was be a professional cricket player or a footballer. And I remember getting a cricket bat signed by all the England players of that day because I got all 11 wickets for the school team.
Oh, wow.
And I thought to myself, I couldn't believe it when they sent me this cricket bat. And if you said to me now, where is it? I don't know. It would have been worth a fortune.
Yes.
And I don't know where it's gone. I have no idea because I was only maybe, 13, something like that when I did all that. And that's certainly a long while back.
So you were a tall lad, though?
Well, no, not really, no.
No?
No, I've only ever been, I didn't even realise that Robbie Williams was 6'1".
No, I didn't realise that.
I thought he was like about 5'8".
Right, yeah.
So to my height, if you like, but no. I mean, my son's 6'6".
Yeah. Yeah,
six foot six.
That's what happens.
Huge. Monster.
It's weird, is it? Where have they all come from? I know. My wife's 5', my son is 6'2", and you go,
there you go.
It can't
work. You look and you think, how the hell is that happening?
You do.
Yeah. And one thing that I want to actually forget forever is my bankruptcy.
Ah, right.
As I was going into the courtroom, the solicitor that we had decided that he wanted £5,000 before he went into court.
Wow.
And he told me on the day I was going to court, I said, sorry, you want £5,000? He said, yeah. I said, I can't do it. I can't do that. He said, okay. And then he said, you have to go into court on your own. That's what I did. I had no representation or anything.
Wow.
And this judge tore me apart.
Oh, Lord.
I have never, ever been so belittled in my life. And he said, at the end, he slammed the hammer down on the desk. And he said, by the way, he said, I do not want to see you in my court again. And that was it. Horrible. Horrible.
It's strange, isn't it, that you as an entertainer,
Everybody
says, well, you should be in charge of your finances. You should know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But it turns out that the Chancellor of the Exchequer can make any mistake he likes.
Nobody bothers. I just think sometimes, you know, at our height, me and Bob work virtually. If we had 2 weeks off for a break, that's all we had.
Yeah.
So, no, I didn't look after my finances. I had a bookkeeper and all the stuff that goes with it. And when I think back now, I think to myself, how the hell did that accountant let me get into that mess?
Yeah.
Without telling me.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I never found out or anything, but that's definitely like one thing that I did want to put to bed.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised.
Never remember it again.
Because it is embarrassing. You think to yourself, well, I ought to be, you know, adults are supposed to be able to do these things, aren't they?
Yeah.
And also, you would have been sitting there going, well, I've worked incredibly hard on my life.
Yeah.
We've been very successful. Everything would be fine. I should be able to look after my family.
That's all those things. Yeah.
And suddenly that's taken away from you.
All gone. One foul swoop.
Mm.
And we had 4 or 5 years of the other solicitors trying to get money out of me that I hadn't got, and it was a nightmare. But it's gone now.
Yeah.
All over.
Gone.
And I'm going down a new path now.
Yes.
I'm going down a new path.
And quite often, I think you get to that situation and you go, well, if I had all that money, what would I do with it?
Exactly. Mm. Money's not everything.
No.
Not everything.
No, as demonstrated by the fact that you've got your family.
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah. No, lovely. Tommy, really lovely. I have to say, you know, I've really looked forward to talking to you. And I knew that you would be exactly as you have been. I knew you would be a man who would be self-deprecating and say, well, you know, I was lucky, or I just fell into it and what have you.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
But I've watched your work in great detail and you should be very proud of it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Lovely.
It's been a pleasure, Bob.
It's lovely to talk to you.
And you.
You have been listening to My Time Capsule with me, Mike Fenton-Stevens, and my wonderful guest, Tommy Cannon. Thanks, Tommy. And thank you for listening. I know that wasn't the longest episode we've made, but it was lovely, wasn't it? Certainly something I'll treasure. If you fancy hearing other episodes of My Time Capsule, then why not subscribe to this podcast on the podcast provider of your choice? And before you do, please do rate and maybe even review us so others can see how much fun they're missing. My Time Capsule and me are both on social media, if you fancy joining us. Or even if you don't, we are very happy to answer any questions you may have about the podcast and love it when people tell us guests they'd like to hear on My Time Capsule, especially if they know them or maybe even their agent. You can download the theme tune by Pastor P's Music on Spotify, and this was a cast-off production for Acast, which was skillfully produced by John Fenton Stevens. He even made me sound good. So, shall we finish with a song? Well, as Alexis Sale so rightly says, I'm done with asking rhetorical questions. I mean, what's the point? So, laugh me a laugh, grin me a grin, and then I know that we can win. Dance me a dance, joke me a joke, and blow the clouds away. You gotta play me a tune, sing me a song, and we can help push life along. Just you and me, come on and see, together we'll be okay.
follow me through into the sun, and we can smile at everyone. You gotta join in with me, then we are free. It isn't hard to do, 'cause life is a song, so just sing along, and then we know we can't go wrong. Just you and me, come on and see, together we'll be okay. Together we'll be okay. Together we'll be... bye. Okay. Oh, I love that song.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.